When you guys are doing covers, how do you pick and arrange them to make them your own?
Well, I mean, you pick one first, you know, you pick a song that's a good song, you know, that you really like, and hopefully has some meaning to you, you know, either growing up or whatever, and then you have to make it make sense to an audience, you know, really, like, because, you know, we are who we are, and certain sound that we have, and then you also want to adapt it to how you can pay tribute to it best, you know. I mean, you know, obviously I have a certain vocal style and a certain ability level. I would never attempt to, you know, cover a Journey song and sing it like the very, you know, it'd be a disaster. It's awful. You just all those factors come into play. You just want to make it your own, but you also, when we did all those cover tunes, for me, you know, it was about not just imitating the original, you know, sort of taking, you know, an element of the original and flipping it on its head and just trying to make it, you know, as interesting as you can.
Now, Power Man 5000's also been on God knows how many video games and soundtracks for movies and everything.
How do these things happen, and how do they keep happening?
Well, they happen when you know, you have to be open to it. A lot of bands were never open to that stuff. Well, they are now, but they weren't in the early days. But we were just always really excited about being part of anything that would explode, you know, potentially get the band new fans, or, you know, I never really thought there was anything wrong with and all that kind of stuff. So, and plus, you know, I think our music is, you know, tailor-made for that kind of thing, for video games, for action things, or superhero stuff, and, you know, whatever it is, you know, and I think that the kind of kid that digs that kind of content also tends to be a fan of the band, you know? So I think it just made sense, and, you know, you want to put your music where it makes sense, and I don't know. And all those, you know, all those action-oriented video games were perfect for us.
How did Bombshell become the Dudley Boys theme song?
I have no idea. You know, honestly, I didn't even know about that until there's a, you know, interesting story that they never asked you that. At least they never asked me. And I didn't. I only found out when a fan brought it to my attention. You know, it's literally like something like on a fan message board or something, like, you know, that, or like, that's so cool that the Dudley Boys are using Bombshell for their theme song. And my first reaction was like, what, the Dudley Boys? I didn't even know what it was. But, you know, it wasn't anything to, you know, when I found out what it was, I was happy that they used it. It got that song a lot of attention. So, but yeah, it was nothing that we even pursued. Sometimes those weird things happen.
Were you paid for it?
I'm sure it went into the pile. It went into the hole, I should say, not the pile. You know. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's a process of publishing deals, things like that. That
just one of those things that gets arranged through some kind of management, and then if you find out, you find out?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes, you know, things like that don't happen that often now, but back in the day, that's how a lot of things went down.
What can you say about the future of Power Man, and where do you think it'll go from here, and where do you think it could go?
I mean, you know, I think the idea with this album was to really, like, put a major effort in, and, to, you know, I mean, look, the band's never gone anywhere, you know, we've always been around, and we're always touring and making records, and, but, you know, this year, and with this album, we felt so strongly about it, we just have been putting, you know, extra effort and energy into trying to get the band back in, you know, the consciousness of a wider array of people. You know what I mean? We've always had our fan base, and we have a great, dedicated fan base. But, you know, so we're just really trying to just work extra hard this year to get the word out. And, you know, we're exploring new territories. Like, you know, we spent a month over in Europe, you know, doing massive festivals over there. So, trying to break over that market, and so, you know, the future is just, like, to keep doing it, you know, it's like, I will only stop doing it when it's not any fun, you know, when I just feel, or I feel like I'm out of ideas, so, and as far as, you know, possibilities, who knows, you know, it's the crazy, unpredictable time in music, and there's no clear path for anybody, so, you know, anything's possible. I think you just gotta try to do the best music you can, and get out there and be the best live band you can, and